All right, it's that time. It's Monday. It's crunch time. I need a nap. So we'll hit the home stretch with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Woof, woof.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
It's bad.
So good, it's bad.
How bad?
That's great.
So bad, it's good? Yeah, I like that one better.
All right. It's the Richter Scale. This is when I, Nick, bring up the best stories and the biggest news stories from the weekend. And I asked Steve and Alex, that's them, how it rated for them in their personal record book. It is the end of collusion. The MLB tried their best to keep Scott Boras' clients out of baseball in 2018, but the talent of one Yu Darvish was too much for the Cubs to handle as they signed the right-hander to a six-year, $126 million deal with an option to opt out after the second year. Just in time as well, as pitchers and catchers reported today, that's right, baseball is back. How big of an impact does this have on the MLB free agent market?
Steve, you start this one, and I'm just going to copy your answer.
How much of an impact? I don't know that the owners are moved just yet. This was from yesterday, and it is getting kind of close. Probably move the needle a little bit. I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, I'd say like a 6. This is kind of like one of those like first big dominoes to fall. There's still many, many dominoes to come up afterwards. So
outstanding.
So, and you know, like teams and agents usually don't generally build off each other like that, it seems, especially when, you know, we're talking about like pitchers and hitters and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'd say like a 6.
All right. Oregon women's basketball team had a great weekend sweeping the Washington schools, not Wisconsin.
The Washington schools.
Washington schools. Yeah, pardon me. Beating UW 76-63 and then taking down Wazoo 90-79. The number 9 Ducks kept pace with Stanford atop the Pac-12 standings. They got the return of Lexi Bando, and Sabrina Ionescu and Ruthie Hebert both joined the 1,000-point career milestone. Both sophomores. It's very impressive. How important of a weekend was this for Oregon women's basketball with just 4 games remaining in the season?
Doesn't that say a lot about Ruthie Hebert? That, I mean, you expect Ionescu to hit the 1,000-point club, but she did it in the same game. And
it's
so
ridiculous.
So you almost overlook just how good Ruthie Hebert is, but she averages like over 20 points, like almost a double-double herself. She's a fantastic player, and she was rated really high coming out of high school as well. It's just overshadowed by, you know, the best player who's probably ever going to play here, and Ionescu. So what was the question?
Just how big of a weekend was it for women's basketball?
It's a huge weekend. 7.
I don't know, man. You go on the road in this conference and sweep and win them both by double digits with all that's on the line. I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go with 8. That was huge.
My thing is there's also an element of they should because they're that good.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
so
not
I'll
taking
say
for granted just yet.
I hear you.
Fair. Oregon men's basketball also swept the Washington schools, but at home this weekend, holding UW to 40 points and then blew away Wazoo 84-57. 5 Ducks scored in double figures in that Wazoo game with Peyton Prischer getting himself a double-double. The Ducks have 6 games remaining on the season, 3 of them against the 3 teams above them in the standings. That's Arizona, UCLA, and USC. Importantly, keeping a hold on 4th in the Pac-12 would mean a bye in the Pac-12 tournament. How big of a weekend was this for the men's basketball team?
Well, it's amazing how it goes from week to week because it was a disaster when they got their rear ends handed to them at Stanford, and it was like, oh, man, now Washington's playing so well. Is this going to be the end of the 5 consecutive years of making a run in the tournament? But you got to take care of business, and you can only go from series to series, and they did it in convincing fashion, and that streak last night where they had 4 freshmen on the floor with Pritchard and put the game away, that was huge. I'll go 7.5.
It's weird saying that you had kind of like a statement weekend against the Washington schools, but Washington was a good team going into that game. But especially with the teams that they have coming up, so, you know, like the statement could turn in, they could fall completely flat on their faces against the LA schools and then and the Arizona schools after that. But they really had to get those wins, and the fact that they beat them by, it was like 25 points and then 27 points.
Oh, they beat the rear end.
I mean, it wasn't even close. Those were statement wins, and guys like Troy Brown and Kenny Wooten finally playing like they were at the beginning of the season, and everybody kind of expected them to. I think that was a massive weekend. I'd say like 8.5. I think it was huge. You had to get those wins.
In the NBA, GM LeBron James seems to have done enough to help out player LeBron James as the new-look Cavs absolutely crushed the Celtics in the final meeting of these teams before they meet in the Eastern Conference Finals. Damian Lillard also dropped a 50-burger in 29 minutes against the Kings. Not sure if that really counts, but it's still pretty impressive against the Kings.
Can they play them in the fourth quarter? For goodness sake, man. What is with that? Stotts is a jerk.
Have some fun, Stotts. Dang it. Meanwhile, in the West, the Rockets have caught the Warriors atop the standings in the West. How was the NBA for you this weekend?
Okay, how'd it rank for me? I didn't watch like any of it, so like a 3.
Yeah. Oh, I caught a bunch of it.
I saw a bunch of Dame stuff just in highlights and people posting stuff about it, but other than that.
It's weird because of all the three games, they've all been not close games, and they've all been the second of back-to-back games. So, you know, circumstances are a little different than being guided by the emotions of a fan base. So I watched a bunch of NFL, NBA, and any weekend the Celtics are humiliated nationally at home is a 10.
Now, the last one, the Olympics. Curling has begun. It's on right now. The opening ceremonies are over. The U.S. had a 17-year-old become the first Olympian born in the year 2000 to win a medal. U.S. also got silver in men's luge, a bronze in team figure skating, and might have had more had high winds not canceled a bunch of ski events. How big of a weekend did the Olympics rate for you?
I'm easing in. I really enjoyed the what was it called? The slope boarding?
Slope style
boarding with that kid Perot almost overcame the American. That was pretty cool. Saw some of the historic skating. I don't watch a bunch, but what I saw was fun. I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I'll say a 7 as well. I didn't obviously have a lot of time as I was actually up on a hill myself, but I'm more looking forward to stuff than I am actually watching it right now.
Yeah, the hockey hasn't even started.
I'm literally watching it right now, but like I didn't over the weekend. So yeah.
All right, and that is a wrap.